Good morning, Nadia, Kelsey, and Carling.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
For our listeners, this morning we are hosting students from Queen's University in Canada. Mm-hmm. And again, the fresh batch is here with the new assignment, and we're going to be talking about that. And I think it's about visitors and tourist impact, management, framework, and Oroville.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let us say first, you will be presenting on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. At 4 p.m. at
Sire Hall or Conference Hall?
Conference mm-hmm. Hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You will be presenting your what you find out and what you did.
Yes.
In past month, right?
Yes. Yeah, past 2 weeks in Oroville, kind of culminating all of our interviews and information that we've gathered and determining some recommendations that we can provide to Oroville.
You guys are all students of urban landscaping.
Urban planning. We're doing our Masters of Urban and Regional Planning back in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. So we're in our second year.
Why did you decide to come here?
Our project coordinator, he was the one that chose Oroville as the location. They've been coming here, the program has been coming here for about 6 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so we all were interested in the project, and that's what's brought us here to Oroville.
Before coming here, you were acquainted with what you're going to do? Did you choose what you will do?
We were given the topic of tourism impact management. That was determined between Ajay, our project coordinator, and Lilith, who works for the Sustainability Institute. So they were the ones that chose the topic for us. And
you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many of you are here this time?
So we're 8 women. It's the first time. Last year's group was 12. So we've been doing great. We actually pulled off 19 interviews since we've been here. So that's quite the number.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we're 8. We're an 8 group.
Only 8?
Yes.
Yes.
I think last year's there were more.
There was more. Yeah, they had 12 students last year. So there's only 8 of us. But we're
all women.
All women. So we were able to pull it off. We didn't have any
no boys in our program.
Gentlemen from our program that were interested in coming.
Okay. So what did you do in the past 2 weeks? You said 19 interviews, interviews on tourist impact. But I believe you structured those interviews regarding what the outcome, you were expecting some kind of outcome, yeah?
Yeah, we wanted to get the perspective of Oroville residents on tourism, on visitors and guests, whether it was short-term or long-term. We wanted to understand kind of impacts that they've noticed past and in the future, you know, any problems that they foresee with increasing number of visitors and tourists coming. We also wanted to talk to people from Eddie and Chavity. So we were able to host a few group discussions with youth, women, and elders from Eddie and Chavity. Mm-hmm. So that was really insightful for us. And we also had a kiosk for visitors at the visitor center to kind of understand where people are coming from, what they wanted, what they want to do in Oroville, what they were looking to do. Yes, how long they're staying. You know, was it part of a circuit tour or were they just coming to Oroville? And then we had another kiosk at the Solar Kitchen on Sunday to get more perspectives from Oroville residents. So looking
on
at
Sunday.
Impacts on Sunday, yes.
Why did you choose Sunday?
Because we thought that people would maybe give us a little bit more time. You know, people weren't working on Sunday, so we thought that, you know, they'd come for lunch and spend a little bit.
Go for lunch and Sunday's there.
We still got some people coming and talking to us, so we got some information, which is valuable
for
us.
So what did you guys figure out? You want to say something?
I guess I more so want to say that on Sunday we had a lot of people stay longer with us, so we thought we got good material in terms of people not feeling that they had to be rushed to go to the afternoon meetings or go back to work. So we felt that a lot of people kind of stayed longer, and I think we got more valuable probably information.
It took time, yeah.
Took time, and yeah, so I think Sunday was a good choice.
But we haven't finished yet. We haven't come up with our recommendations or anything yet. We're still going through.
So you're just gathering the material.
Well, yes. Yeah, so in the next few days, we spent the past few kind of analyzing all the data that we've collected. So we haven't fully put together recommendations yet. That'll be something that we'll present and have ready for Saturday.
So you cannot tell me nothing.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
2 weeks is still some kind of time, and so many interviews is also, I think, does give you a clue. So mm-hmm. what did you figure out?
We figured out that there's...
We know it's a very timely topic.
Yes.
And that there's a lot of interesting perspectives on it.
Yes.
Yeah, we knew before coming that visitors are coming in larger numbers and it's increasing. And so now that we've been here, we're able to see all the different perspectives people have on that topic and different ideas they have on how to approach that. So we've heard many different things. I think mm-hmm. why our analysis might be a bit longer than we thought is because we have so much different viewpoints to consider and our recommendations and how we are going to go forward from that. So it's been very interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of opinions, and it's
so. And basically, we just know the number of tourists is increasing,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. really like 10,000 people for weekend through the visitor center.
Yes.
Yeah, there's about 700,000 annually and around 2,000 per day, and then that number can get higher on like long weekends or events.
Or holidays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a trend from over the last 3 years. There's been a trend in increasing number of tourists, and that 700,000 is people that are going through the visitor center. So there could be
more than
there could be more.
Actually, it is more because there's also the volunteers who are like long-term right. guests, and those who've been here before, they just don't go to visit the center anymore. They just go to the guest house or to friend,
right?
And they do what they're doing. I'm curious what the people of Eden Java they told you.
Oh,
their perspective.
They've noticed more traffic going through their village. They've noticed more litter. There's been road encroachment from, mm-hmm. Development that's just gotten closer to the road.
Which is a safety concern.
Safety concern.
But they're also quite proud to be located next to Orville, as we heard. And the idea of all these people coming to Orville creates a buzz in their communities as well, mm-hmm. Which is exciting. So there's two sides to it, I think.
Yes.
We've heard good things and we've heard less good things, but yep. overall, like, seems to be, helping the community in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Mm. The only road is really narrow for mm-hmm. the big buses to go through. It's really not safe, yeah?
Right.
But yeah. the fact is that also the local villagers, they do make money with guest houses, with small shops, mm-hmm. with restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Or with other ways to have the tourists, no?
Yeah, with those economic benefits, there is always that other side of it where you have, more traffic.
You said you were talking with elders, with women,
mm-hmm.
and with youth?
Yeah. Youth, yes.
Was the discrepancy between these two groups?
There was actually quite a bit of common messages that we heard, common information. Mm. The youth are... from what we heard, they're optimistic for the future,
mm-hmm.
which was something that we heard from them.
And both women and youth, this has provided them with a lot of opportunities mm-hmm. for
youth
work.
Is also connected and going to our schools, no?
Yes.
So they are mm-hmm. more in really working with the mm-hmm. with older than, let's say, elders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And elders, how the elders see it?
So in terms of the elders, they acknowledged that a lot of the women were employed in mm. Orville, so they were very happy for that, yeah. but they did feel that there could be some more improvements, and they would like for the relationship with Orville to kind of strengthen, and they're looking for that. Mm. So they are very optimistic as well,
mm-hmm.
but they acknowledged because of traffic and dust and kind of secondary impacts that they are a bit struggling, mm. but they're very optimistic. So I think that kind of shares a commonality with the women and the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all these opinions and comments and so forth, mm-hmm. are you going to design some kind of architectural plan or recommendation?
It won't necessarily be architectural. What we're working towards right now is creating a tourism impact management framework. So we're going to suggest strategies that can help manage tourism and help manage the impacts that both Orville and Eden Chavity are experiencing. Mm. So rather than, developing new things per se, it's more of managing people and managing tourism and the impacts that they're causing.
But that way you also put some kind of more bureaucracy into, let's say, because it's already procedure how to go to Matrimandir in the area. I mean, you're applying to that?
Potentially. If we see that Matrimandir has been a common theme throughout our interviews, then that may become a recommendation, whether, you know, we suggest new strategies or things. But it's really based on what we've heard in our interviews. So we haven't finished the analysis of the information yet. So it's hard for us to say exactly what those recommendations are going to look like at this time.
And it will be up to Oroville to decide how they want to proceed with the framework.
That's
of course.
Sure. Yeah. Do you think it would be easy? Because years back, there was actually a really high trend, especially in international zone, to move the visitor center outside on the national highway where we have some communities. And you think it would make more sense to move the visitor center there and just the shuttles to Matrimandir and maybe certain points in Oroville?
It's hard to say. I mean, we have heard that traffic has been a big issue. So, I mean, potentially creating a larger centralized parking area that's further out could help maybe manage those traffic impacts. But I don't think I can comment on whether or not moving the existing visitor center to a new location would be beneficial at this point. I don't know if anyone else has an opinion on that.
Yeah, so we're right now in the stage, we're kind of reviewing the information we've collected from the interviews, and then tomorrow we're going to be more so working out our recommendations and our strategies and solutions. So we haven't necessarily came up with the concrete ones, and I think that's important because we haven't also heard this kind of opinion in our interviews.
But it's also true that, you know, there are some groups who are coming, but most of the visitors are still kind of individual, no?
Yes.
So it's like hardly to even bind them somewhere. They're always wandering because we have like, I think we have like 60, 65 entrances to the city, no? Also from the safety point, it's really hard to regulate all of them because we still want to stay open and accessible to everybody who wants to come around.
We did hear in our interviews a few different people suggesting maybe creating another visitor center that was further out that had a larger parking area so that people weren't necessarily coming
with their own
right into Oroville with their own vehicles. So whether you have an electric shuttle that brings people from further out into Oroville, that was something that we've heard from a few different interviews.
Locating like visitor facilities on the periphery, maybe more so, we've heard that. Whether we recommend, we aren't sure yet, but we've definitely heard that.
Yeah.
But that was one part of the problem, though. The official groups and so on.
Yes.
How do you feel Oroville in those 2 weeks, 3 weeks since you are here?
I love Oroville.
Yeah, I love it as well.
The people are very friendly and welcoming, and I've really enjoyed my, I guess, only week and a half that we've been here. Our time has gone by very quickly, and that makes me sad because, I don't want to leave. But
yeah, it's definitely very different from where some of the places we come in Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very exciting to be here because it's so different and because we're being exposed to so much. And I also do not miss the cold weather back home. I'm really loving the warmth here.
It's actually cold.
We have noticed a difference in the temperature. When we got here last week, it was very hot, very humid. And it's a little bit more manageable for us right now.
The hospitality is phenomenal here. I will definitely be missing Oroville as I head to Bali afterwards. But we got to experience great things here. We rode our first tuk-tuk yesterday.
You mean rickshaw?
No, Oroville's been just very great at kind of assisting us in our project and kind of just getting us with like open arms.
So Orovillians also been kind to you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Was it something that you expected or?
Oroville has kind of exceeded my expectations. although I didn't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it in any other way. I mean, Ajay had kind of told us, and the Lit had shared some information, but it wasn't... Orville's just so unique that people can't explain to you, but until you get here and you actually experience it yourself, like, you really don't understand.
I think our professor Ajay, he let us form our own expectations. And when we arrived, I think we were all pretty like blown away and impressed with how beautiful it is and how nice everyone is. But yeah, like what Kelsey said, it's so hard to anticipate what it's going to be like, at least in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It was. And yeah, once I've gotten here, I can't say I've been anywhere similar to it, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So back home, you're going to finish the study and you will be working in Canada.
Yes.
Do you know already what you're going to do somehow?
I'm looking to go into private consulting for planning, and work more so in land use and development. But I'm also interested in international work, so which is why one of the reasons why I also signed up for this project course.
Yeah, I'd also like to work in the private sector, probably in consulting. I'm looking to move to Toronto. And yeah, definitely came here for an international experience, which I think will help me when I start my career.
Yeah. You were the same?
Yeah, similar to the other girls in terms of the international experience. However, I would be more into the public sector. Mm-hmm. I do have the private sector experience, so that helps me kind of move into the public sector. I'm looking into the Ottawa area. But when we do return back to Canada, we will be presenting the information we've kind of collected here to our classmates and our faculty back in January. So we'll be having our presentation January 14 back in Kingston. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. So you will have one presentation here and one in Kingston.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it'll include the same information that we present here. We'll just add a little bit of extra information as to kind of what our experience was like here and really share with the students who are in their first year of their master's so that we can get people interested in coming next year, potentially, if they do another study here. So just have it be more of an information and informative session for future students.
You guys have to fund that trip by yourself, or you've been supported?
We were supported partially by the school, but the majority of this has been funded individually by ourselves.
It's quite a chunk, no?
Yes. But I saw it more of as an opportunity. I've always wanted to travel to India, so I really liked that this kind of gave me the push to do it, so I was willing to put the money in and the time and effort to plan everything.
So it's actually on the other side of the planet, yeah? So are you going to stay here longer in India? Are you traveling a little bit after?
Yes. So myself and two other of our team members are staying here for about another 3 weeks, but we're traveling to other parts of India, so we're going to go and travel a little bit throughout Goa, and then go north for a bit, and then go back down to Kerala.
I'm also traveling with two other members of our group. We're staying for an extra week, and we're going to go up north to Jaipur and Udaipur. But we'll be home for Christmas. That was something that we wanted to do.
It's actually really short. It's only a week.
We definitely could have stayed longer, yeah. But there was being back with the family was also something we wanted to do. So we tried to get the best of both worlds. But it would have been amazing to stay a bit longer, especially now that I'm here and seeing how much I'm liking it.
And you?
Yeah. So I do plan on coming back to India sometime in the near future, especially in the Chennai area. But my travel plans lead me to Indonesia and Malaysia.
Whoa, that's a nice question.
The flights are very cheap in leaving from Chennai, so...
Yeah, but the living there is not so cheap, no?
No. For the experience.
The experience, are you going to do work away?
Not necessarily. It'll be more of a time to relax from all the work that we've kind of done these past three, 4 months. Yeah, a little Christmas present. And then as we come back in January, we still have to wrap a few more elements to our report, so we won't necessarily be done. So it's not a celebration yet. It's just a little pause, a little break, and then we'll be back full force in January.
Yeah.
So we're planning to come back as a group to Orville.
Eight of us. Also with the others who are here?
Hopefully.
Depends on where we all are in our lives, but I think we think it'd be really cool to get back together in Orville for a reunion once we all go our separate ways.
So this is your last year of study?
Yes. Yeah. So we only have one semester left. So
it's about 4 months.
4 months. So come April, we will all be finished with our degree, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, all employed.
Last year's group who did this project, they are all employed. So Queen's has a very good kind of
reputation.
Yeah, reputation. Just on all over Canada, really. So no one necessarily stays in Kingston. There are some that are still employed in Kingston, but we all kind of branch out all over Canada.
Okay. So have a good start, no? If it's a good university with a good name, you have better start, maybe, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the few days left.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.